The shorter of our two readings is from Luke chapter 8, 1 to 3, and it refers to the women who followed Jesus. After this, Jesus travelled about from one town and village to another, proclaiming the good news of the kingdom. The 12 were with him, and also some women who had been cured of evil spirits and diseases. Mary, called Magdalene, from whom 7 demons had gone out. Joanna, the wife of Chuzza, the manager of Herod's household. Susanna, and many others. These women were helping to support them out of their own means.
Michael, so we're told there about a number of women who supported Jesus and other disciples out of their own means. So presumably they had some kind of financial resources to do that. And we're also told that Mary Magdalene had 7 demons cast out of her by Jesus. Now, in the Bible, numbers do matter, and the number 7 is usually understood to refer to perfection or completeness. And Mary Magdalene had 7 demons, 7 kind of monsters, if you like, inside, and kind of horrible things. Who would want to be filled or complete with that kind of utter, evil, I suppose? And yet they were all cast out of her. So I just want to think about Mary Magdalene and her life before and her life after, thinking about change. So can you think of some words that would describe her life before Jesus cast out those 7 evil spirits? Haunted, yeah, that's a really good word. What would her life be like? Well, dark, yeah. Lost, yeah, lost. Maybe lonely. Unloved, yeah, excellent. An outcast. Okay, she might have just felt unworthy, useless. Yeah, life has no real meaning or purpose. That's really good, actually. Kind of gives us a picture or what her life must have been like. I'm sure we can even add more words that would just fill out that picture of her life. Really hopeless, and who would understand her? Who could sympathize with her? Who? Just a horrible existence, really. Tormented, maybe, as well. Okay, then these 7 evil spirits are cast out of her. Okay, so they're no longer tormenting or haunting her. Well, that's quite a change, isn't it? That she has undergone, that she has experienced. Being absolutely full and tormented by these evil spirits. And we don't know the background to that. But we can't imagine just how awful life must have been. And yet Jesus comes along and he casts all of that out of her life. She will never ever forget. She will never ever cease to be thankful to Jesus for what he's done for her. Okay, so that was Mary Magdalene's first experience of Jesus. And what a life-changing one it was. Okay, we're going to have our second Bible. Where's Michael? Oh, Michael, thank you. This is a longer one, of course.
We're looking at John's Gospel, chapter 20, starting at verse 1 and on to 18, and it's page 1089 in the Bibles. And it's a story. Early on the first day of the week, while it was still dark, Mary Magdalene went to the tomb and saw that the stone had been removed from the entrance. So she came running to Simon Peter and the other disciple, the one Jesus loved, and said, "They've taken the Lord out of the tomb and we don't know where they have put him." So Peter and the other disciples started for the tomb. Both were running, but the other disciple outran Peter and reached the tomb first. He bent over and looked in at the strips of linen lying there, but did not go in. Then Simon Peter, who was behind him, arrived and went into the tomb. He saw the strips of linen lying there, as well as the burial cloth that had been around Jesus' head. The cloth was folded up by itself, separate from the linen. Finally, the other disciple who had reached the tomb first also went inside. He saw and believed. They still did not understand from Scripture that Jesus had to rise from the dead. Then the disciples went back to their homes, but Mary stood outside the tomb crying. As she wept, she bent over to look into the tomb and saw two angels in white seated where Jesus' body had been, one at the head and the other at the foot. They asked her, "Woman, why are you crying?" "They've taken my Lord away," she said, "and I don't know where they have put him." At this, she turned around and saw Jesus standing there, but she didn't realize it was Jesus. "Woman," he said, "why are you crying? Who is it you're looking for?" Thinking he was the gardener, she said, "Sir, if you have carried him away, tell me where you have put him, and I will get him." Jesus said to her, "Mary." She turned towards him and cried out in Aramaic, "Rabboni," which means teacher. Jesus said, "Do not hold on to me, for I have not yet returned to my Father. Go instead to my brothers and tell them, I am returning to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God." Mary Magdalene went to the disciples with the news, "I have seen the Lord," and she told them that he had said these things to her. May God bless us this Easter time through that reading. Amen.
Thank you, Michael. Let's pray together. Father God, thank you for this amazing time of year for us, your children, where through this week we've remembered the last week in the life of Jesus on earth. From that amazing entry into Jerusalem with all the fanfare and all the heartache that would follow that, these dark days leading up to the cross, where you would be betrayed, where there would be a mock trial, where you would be denied by your own children, your own disciples. And then from the horrors of the cross to the tomb and being raised to life by your Father. Lord, what an incredible story. And yet a true story, a life-changing story Lord, we want it to be our story too. For you give us new life. Lord, you give us reason for living. And that you empower us by your Spirit, Lord, to share this good news with others. Lord, may this message live within us. And may we, like Mary, be full of so much gratitude for what you've done for us, that you've saved us from our sin, from death, from hell itself, that we might always be with our Father in heaven. So we bless you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, would you go with us through this week? Lord, strengthen us in our faith. Deepen us, Lord, in our love for you and for one another. Lord, receive all our praise and all our thanks as we offer it to you in the name of Jesus. Amen.